feeling a connection with Caribbean culture in a foreign land, right? And 40 years later, we're still, we've still maintained our mission. We're still promoting Caribbean culture. We are teaching for second and third generation Canadians about their Caribbean heritage, Caribbean African heritage, as we are so very intertwined. Mm-hmm. Because when you talk about Caribbean culture, you're not only talking about the presence of the African people who were brought over to the Caribbean islands. You're also talking about the Dutch, the Spanish, the French, the East Indian influences, and that's what creates the mix the mix up of Caribbean culture. Mm-hmm. And that's what we celebrate. That's what we teach to our youngsters. That's what we reconnect our older senior citizens with our programs, and then also with our drumming, which is an amazing program run by Chantal Lewis-Agazi. She really helps to train these young performers as how to be a part of a symphony, let's say a drum orchestra, mm-hmm. yeah. for lack of a better word. Also knowing that you don't have to be the loud noise all the time. Mm. Right? It's not about rah, 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 look at me. Okay. It's about working collectively. If you're the one bass beat in a count of four, you're holding that strong. You know, and for the dancers and the drummers alike, we teach them about call and response. So it's really there's a lot of things in our culture that kind of fall by the wayside here in North America because we figure, okay, you know, we're in Canada, we're in the U.S., blah, blah, blah. But there's so much richness, there's so much knowledge, and there's so much there's just so much greatness.
Yeah, amazing. You mentioned the drums. It made me think of the Dave Chappelle joke where he's just like, for black people, once you hit the drums, that's what we need. that's what moves us. Mm. But to that point, too, is that it's not just about the dance and the music. There's a story that's being told in what you guys do. There's a reason why we wind our waist a certain way or pelt, or there's a reason why we drum a certain way. It is. They are rituals, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. We are, it's more than just beads and feathers. We teach about the cultural awareness, what it is that you're doing. And you know what? In all my years, I've been teaching dance for over 20 years. Let's say, I don't want to give away my age. But definitely over 20 years. And I don't think I've ever taught a student to whine. Because we have mm-hmm. so much more to our movements, right?
Yes, mm-hmm. I love that.
Just winding our waist, yeah.
That's amazing. Huge. Yeah. And so and with the culture that is our this campaign we have going on, so where it's community supporting community. If I have mm-hmm. to ask you why you feel it's important for a community to work together.
Oh, there's so many reasons. But I mean, the first would be to dispel the myth that we can't work together or we mm-hmm. don't work together. Mm-hmm. That's the main thing. And then also, like, we are nothing if we don't recognize our fellow man, right? Mm. Especially people who look like us and who can identify to the same struggles that we're going through. And and you know, just generally, like, we need to support each other. We need to show a collective front, you know, like we're all in this together, basically. Even if I know nothing about running a restaurant, but I know that you put a lot of work into it. Mm-hmm. I know nothing about running a gym or a sports center, but like there's still a lot of dedication that goes into putting yourself out there as a business leader, mm-hmm. a business owner. Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm.
yeah. So you mentioned that you guys have an event coming up.
Yes, we have several events coming up. We have a jam-packed summer program right now. We have the first thing coming up is our children's recital. We continued this year throughout the COVID restrictions and everything. We continued teaching our programs online. And from that, we birthed this beautiful presentation where each group worked on a carnival dance. Nice. And basically that is the theme for this year's recital. It's going to be held virtually. The children did eventually come into the studio and put on their costumes, their glitter and everything, and they performed. And so we're going to be presenting that on June 20th.
Mm-hmm.
It's just look out for it. It's going to be released on all of our social media platforms, West Can Folk at on Facebook and on IG, and also on our YouTube page.
Nice. Amazing. And where can people find you?
You can find us at westcanfolk@gmail.com to find out more information about that. And then we also have an event coming up, which is in collaboration with Production Sound. It's called the Caribbean Kitties Carnival.
Sorry,
I used the wrong word. Caribbean Kitties Celebration.
Oh, nice. Even better.
Yeah, Caribbean Kitties Celebration. Production Sound, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, how are you guys?
Hey, Production Sounds.
Yes,
I always feel like I have to yell that when I see you. I see Production Sounds like in Trinidad, random, like yes. As if it's down the street. Hey, Production.
It was cool. It was nice. It was a cooler set, right?
Yep. Oh, I think we saw each other more than once, but we were at the Fire Fest too.
Fire Fest.
Yeah, right. No, we have to get down. Anyways, go through. So, welcome to the Empower Hour.
Yeah, the first time I actually, you know,
taking the vibes.
Listen to you guys, yeah, vibes and you guys. It's nice. I heard a lot of what you guys have. You guys do good work. Keep it up as well.
Thank you.
You know, I was a KKU team member as well. Me Friday night.
That's it. Plug it.
Yes.
What time is your show? It's Friday. What time?
Yeah, Friday night, Saturday morning, 2 a.m. to 4 a.m.
You know it.
Nice.
Cool. Good. And we'll continue to plug it. So yeah. So we have a children's festival. What do we call it?
Celebration.
Sorry, celebration.
A Caribbean Kitties Celebration. You know, we just had the word in, so we choose this word.
Yes.
Caribbean Kitties Celebration is a virtual edition. Basically, as West Can said, and as you were saying, you know, the communities need to come together. So. I have decided me, West Can, and Ruth to come together and do something for the kids. But a lot of people tend to take the kids for granted.
Mm-hmm.
And for, you know, during this whole lockdown, everybody is studying themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I told West Can and them, they do a lot of work with the kids, Ruth as well, with the mask. So I decided we come together and we do something for the kids, which is happening on June the 26th. It's virtual on Zoom. Zoom also is from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Parents can register. It's for free. You get craft bags and things from West Can. They'll talk more about that.
Okay.
And yeah, and so it's just for the kids to be educated about carnival, mass, and art and craft, and I know dance and free of themselves. You know, it's 2 hours, but it means a lot, especially to the kids. You know. Learning about the culture. So we have to keep that. Basically, we got to plant the seed, water the seed, and, you know, nourish it. So that's basically what we got to do as community leaders and community people as well.
Amazing.
Yeah. This event is definitely, it's all about the children. It's about, we are going to be giving them craft bags where they'll have the opportunity to decorate and personalize their own costume piece.
Nice. That
was a really exciting thing. So that's the collaboration from Roots, between Roots and West Can, is that we said, like, let's empower the children. Let's let them know. Let's give them a sense of pride as to why and how to create a costume. So during the virtual party, the children get a chance to present their creation. And basically, so that's what the craft package is. So all parents interested, please call the numbers on the flyer. I believe
514-882-6066, or you can go check me out on social media, Instagram, Production JR, also Facebook, Junior Social Fisher. Check out West Can, check out Roots. The Google form is there. You can fill it out, and we will contact you instantly.
Perfect. And so good on you guys for giving the children an outlet to be able to burn steam and exercise in a time where they wanted us so confined. Again, when is this, when is the event supposed to take place?
Saturday, June 26th.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
June 26th.
June 26th. And when does registration close?
I think
open registration.
It's all fun, you know. And the more kids, the better. So you're just trying to get as much kids involved. You know, some people, Caribbean people, tend to have a tendency of being last minute, but, you know, you're just trying to get the kids involved.
You don't want to be last minute for this one because we do have to hand out the craft packages by Saturday, by June 19th, that's when we're going to have the big pickups for the craft packages and the gift bags on June 19th at West Ham Studio, located at 7419 Harley in NDG. So all that information will also be on the registration form once you click on the link. But, like Production Sound says, you can give him a call. You can give West Ham a call at 641-9149. And you can also reach out to us by email, westcanfolk@gmail.com.
Okay, and for our listeners, I've also plugged it on our page as well. So it's on our Facebook page and within our Facebook group. So I definitely also want to encourage parents to get on this as soon as possible. Don't miss the opportunity. Don't disappoint your children. They will be sad if you do not get them registered in this ASAP. West Ham, you guys are doing awesome things. Production Sounds, you guys continue doing the great work you're doing as well. And shout out to Roots, just because, you know, Roots too. Culture.
Can I just mention two more events that we have coming up for the summer? Because we're busy.
All right, let's hear it.
Yeah, we have, on a sad note, one of our members that passed, Ms. Andrea Holder, in honor of her and her business that she started from the ground up, they will be having a pop-up shop on June 26th and 27th. And so I just want to let people know that it's going to be at West Ham Studios. So we want to let people know that, you know, come by, support Andrea's family. They are liquidating her things from Africary. Also, we have at the end of June, also we have our registration for fall. So it fills up. We want people to get their children registered as soon as possible, and it's on a first-come, first-served basis. So look out for that registration for West Ham. And then the last thing we want to let people know is we're getting a lot of requests for private spaces, and we do have the studio located in NDG, and we want to let people know that it is available for private bookings, small gatherings, according to the COVID restrictions, of course.
About how many people are due to restrictions?
It varies, right? So who knows what...
We
try to stay safe and follow all the guidelines that are put in place.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Yada, for joining us this morning. Everyone, all the information will be found on our page, Production Sound. Thank you as well, our fellow CKUT jockey. And so I wish you guys a wonderful day, and I look forward to all these events. You got us busy this summer.
Yeah, we are. Thank you guys for having us. We appreciate your outlet and your platform.
Thank you.
All right, so next we're bringing up DJ. Oh, wait, I think I'm bringing him up. Is it coming up? That's disrespect. Because I feel it's time for DJ Bobby Payne. Is that what time it is?
A little musical break.
Never mad at a musical break, except when the musical break doesn't start, when I'm trying to start the break.
Oh. Is it? That's right, we come to that time. This is the break in the Empower Hour. My name is DJ Bobby Payne. You can catch me on all platforms at DJ Bobby Payne, one word, spelled Payne, P-A-Y-N-E. Now let's get it, man.
Hands are tied, someone's in my ear from the other side, telling me that I should pay you no mind, wanting you to not be with me all night, wanting you to not stay with me. Scared of dating, falling for me. Surely, you know me. Right here for you, always. You know I don't ever change. Right here for you, always. You know I
to run around, daddy left me outside. He said, find your way back. Big, big world, but you got it, baby. Find your way back. Don't let this life drive you crazy. Find your way back. Come back home to the street like some. Find your way back. Find your way back.
And twos. DJ Bobby Payne.
Yo!
Sit up!
Right now you're listening to Kay Taranda and our very own still same way Don Barbarino collaboration, same man, one legend with a next legend. This is MTL, man. People stand up.
circulating. I'm a shape what my mama gave me. I'm a shape my mama gave me. It's time for the circulator. 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 Hey. JT, I'm fly with it. B-I-T-Y with it. Right cheek, left cheek with it. Fun size on fleet with it. Slim, thick, petite with it. She wet with it, keep missing. One time for my freak. Hey, hey. After hour, no sleep. When I get my freak on, they throwing money like me, Chong. When I do my dance, money fight, these going bands. JC, I ain't playing. Lil' boo, don't want your man. But these rich throwing paper. Now it's time for the circulator. It's time for the circulator. It's time for the circulator. I'ma shake what my mama gave me. I'ma shake my money maker. It's time for the circulator. It's time for the circulator. It's time for the circulator. It's time for the circulator.
That's right, that's right. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is the Empower Hour. I'll let y'all get back to regular scheduled programming.
Killing it on the ones and twos. DJ Bobby Payne.
I always see P Movie's arms.
No, that's what I get down. Whoops. Guys, I'm supposed to be playing an ad. This is what happens when you guys distract me. Like, we're not supposed to be just talking about my arms.
Shots. We'll get into that after.
Shots.
The audience is like, arms.
I know. What? Yeah.
Hello, listeners. This is Gambletron and Johnny Forever. Join us here on CKUT Friday, June 18th from 3 to 5 p.m. for a live broadcast of our performance Thin Walls Bad Internet held presented by Undefined Radio in Suoni for Il Popolo. And utilize your flesh body to come watch us on June 18th to the 21st live at 6835 Plaza St. Hubert as we build a pirate radio station and resonant sound sculpture from construction site detritus. Over Zoom. To find out more, visit undefinedradio.fm.
Okay.
Wait, it's not finished.
There's more?
Welcome to the OFC Community Updates, bringing you the past, present, and future community news.
Okay, now it's finished. So, first shout out, Bobby Payne. That mix was fire.
Fire. Fire.
Yeah.
I wanted to just talk about your arms quickly, and then we can go into the OFC. Yeah. You guys can actually educate me. So Gina says that Pharoah has a dance that he used to do, and now he's doing it for the audience.
No, I still do it right now.
No, but it's a little fast and off-key. So may I please ask, and you know, it's all love here, but what, Gina, what was the dance he liked, and what is the dance he's doing at the moment?
He used to like to do the Jerry Springer.
Jerry Springer. What? Yes.
Pharoah's doing it mad fast, everyone. Like, mad quickly. And I see, if Gina's face was any closer, he may hit her. Jeez, Louise.
But so now Pharoah's dancing is always the two-step 2.0.
Two-step 2.0 with the arms.
Yeah.
That's
so,
the 2.0.
So whatever the dance is, it's going to come with it in a two-step.
Thank you. Learn a little something every day. Guys.
Okay.
So,
yeah, and you're great at it.
That's how I get
that's
down.
That's your dance and your dance only. And nobody can be doing that. You know, WestCan's not adding that to their routine.
I've been trying to get them to add it, though.
You know what?
So everybody's feeling welcome.
No.
Because I feel
I don't think they're going to add it. You know, but we'll talk to them later about that. You guys get into your business zone. It's about time.
It's community updates.
Excuse me, darling. Sorry, it was the dance that threw me off. You guys are into your community updates. Go for it. There's a lot going on.
You're trying to disrespect my segment. But it's all right. No, it's cool. It's fine. You know what I mean?
I'm going to shout out the business at the end. Go ahead.
No, and you want to jump on it and plug things. Go ahead. No problem. No, it's our segment. It's let's just call it that.
Just for today. I'm not even trying to jump in on the regular.
Let's do it together. So, no, but really, I didn't have much. No, but because one community update. We did. WestCan did jump in and give some community updates one time, so that I'm really excited about that and everything that they have going on. Mm-hmm. So again, you guys want to just benefit and take advantage of all those things. It wasn't an update, but I wanted to remind the community to watch the KK show.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Okay,
for
it airs every Monday. It's on. I'm trying to remember the network it's on.
I don't remember myself. I'm sorry.
Just search the KK show.
It's I think he had on Vector. Is that, does that sound right?
I hold on.
Netsif TV. Yes, it was his platform.
Yeah, you know, and I love that. So it's just the reason I wanted to give it a shout out is just, well, one, of course, it's melanated excellence.
Amen.
But it's just like I appreciate the grind.
Yes.
I appreciate, yes, like, 100. You know, like, just the consistency. Like, for those who've been following and supporting and watching the KK show since it started, like, we're talking, like, these guys were, you know, like, in a restaurant, in the back of an office space,
right.
You know, like, and it really just evolved. And it's, like, to see where it started and where it is right now, like, I can just, you know, tip my hat to them.
Yeah, their glow up is 100% real.
I
must
it.
Say KK is a fellow Pisces. We are born one day apart. Thank you very much. And
I don't even know that was relevant.
Yeah, it totally is. I just have to say that.
Relevance?
I just have to say.
Okay, no, but
I'm just saying, mm-hmm. We discovered that we're born one day apart, and you know, Pisces, woo, fish.
No,
water.
that's cool.
Yeah,
I know. I'm glad. No, this
I don't say that.
No, but I so it's very random. And he had an awesome show. If you guys missed it this week, like Will Prosper was on and a bunch of
yes,
other people.
I saw that. That's really cool.
What did they talk about?
It was gang violence and stuff like that, and you know, like, and the origin of gangs and like how these things come to being.
Beautiful,
and,
man.
You know, like, anyways, it was just all around. Awesome show. So again, I want to remind you guys, I'm making a point to remind you guys every week, just tune into the KK show. So today's Thursday, Monday KK is coming back up.
Love
all
it,
right so
Monday,
that's just so what it do. Also, I want to remind the community to always just check the OFClink.com for the events. I'm trying to see if there's anything.
OFClink.com/events specifically will get you right to it.
Thank you. Good. Thank you, Gina, for that. For you guys to know exactly what's popping in the community. And also, if you have different events that you want us to plug, we want to remind you to email us. What's our email again? EmpowerMTL?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, we don't really email ourselves often.
We don't. And I'll check it out. It is empowermtl@gmail.com.
Okay.
You are correct. Yes.
Thank you. So definitely want to remind you guys, send us your events, send us your music. Whatever you have going on, send it to us. It's our pleasure to play it. It's our pleasure to plug it. And if you have feedback, we want to hear it. Big shout out to the sister the other day that called to give that sent us an email to bat us to bat
the
us up.
Bat up, Miss Trish. Let's say it like it is. Let's call
it. No, I was saying us. It was collective.
No, it was me. It was me, and I'm good with that because you can't please everybody.
No,
well, but she took it a little far. I'm here for everything, but the whole like y'all lost credibility and da 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 da.
No, and I set us back 300 years, baby.
That was it. It was a going back 300 years. I was like, well,
and everyone can have their opinion and whatnot, and if you wanted to classify our whole show as being,
but
you know, impertinent, I'm sorry you felt that way,
and but
I hope you're still listening,
right?
And I hope that was a little speed bump, but you know what, we have several different people on here for a very specific purpose, mm-hmm. because everyone has different opinions. If we all were here and had all the same opinions, we wouldn't be innovative. That's part of our growth.
100%. And I just want to shout out the sister because you know what? She does make music, and music is not an easy thing to make. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to take the high road like Michelle Obama, but I'm going to tell you one thing, sis, respectfully. Your music is very woke and very positive, but you can't spread light and throw shade, darling.
Ooh.
So I just want you, if you are listening, you know, respect to you and your music, but just, you know, rethink a little something before you send emails like that, love, because it is a little bit contradicting to what you are putting out there for music and woke and love and peace purposes. Much love, though.
Man, I love this show because it was a little shady. What the waitress said, it was like she was saying nice things, but it was like some you're a jerk. At the same
laced
time.
With petty.
I love it. I love it. I'm here for all of it.
Hey, you can't be like, yeah, peace, and peace is a part of, you know, understanding that everybody will do things differently.
Yeah,
live and let
yeah.
live. It is a very, very, very big thing. So the way that I mean, I'm used to it, that kind of stuff. Farrell toughened me up with that one. But the thing is, too, it's just like what you say and what you do can't be two different things. You know, I can't sit here and be like, yeah, Coffee Chronicles. I don't drink coffee. What? You know what I mean? It just
and nobody's perfect.
Exactly.
Everyone, you could have had a bad day and you felt and
right.
we might have needed to be you. We were your outlet, and we
of
take
course,
that
right.
and we appreciate you. You know, nothing but love.
Absolutely.
All day, every day.
Nothing but love all day, every day. We do have a special guest in the building who is a little bit busy right now. Big Will is here today.
I was like, we do.
No. Big gift card over here. So he has his comedy show coming up June 19th, and he is here giving away a $100 gift card.
Ooh.
When he does return into the building, we are going to do a draw for this. But on the topic of community, I wanted to shout out Scoop Therapy. Do you guys know Scoop Therapy?
No,
I kind of do. I see the containers in my freezer.
Okay, so you do know Scoop Therapy. Do you know Scoop Therapy?
I didn't know they belonged in the freezer either.
Okay, well, it's ice cream. We're shouting out Scoop Therapy for their one-year anniversary for Antonia. She just had it. She had a little party. She had my wine there. She had, you know, a couple other things. So I want to shout them out because they started this from literally the ground up, and it's going really well. They have a lot of different, you know, flavors. And, you know, I know you guys don't like rum and raisin. I do, though. But they have a lot of different flavors. They have vegan ice cream. They have absolutely everything that you can need. So I just wanted to shout out Scoop Therapy very, very quickly. It says comfort in every scoop, artisan homemade ice cream and frozen treats with Caribbean flavors. You guys can check them out on Instagram at Scoop Therapy.
Do they have sour sap?
I'm
just throwing that out there.
They have all kinds. I love sour sap ice cream. June 11th, that's tomorrow. So I'm just going to plug their menu for this weekend if you guys want to have some ice cream on this hot weekend. So the menu is guava sop. It's just $6 half pie vegan ice cream, guava sop again.
Yes.
It does contain alcohol.
Okay. Wow.
And stuff like that. So they're doing, well, obviously the regular one does. And yeah, you can order online. You can email them at scooptherapymtl@gmail.com or call 438-923-9139. So it's amazing melanated female.
Who does the cremas ice cream again? I meant to get some.
Oh, ice cream. Oh, that's Thierry, actually. The last, I think it's the name of the company. But
isn't it it's the drink, right?
Yeah, they make ice cream as well.
They make ice cream as well.
It's called
what?
It's called Las?
Creme de Las.
Oh, Creme de Las. Okay.
Yeah, and it's our brother Thierry. You can check him on Facebook. TerryCN. So Terry CN on Facebook. You hit him up there. And I'm looking forward to Scoop Therapy coming on to the Empower Hour, bringing us all ice cream in the morning.
Oh, in the morning?
Okay. And plugging
Antonia,
more of what she's
that?
Doing.
You're going to bring us ice cream in the morning.
That's what I'm looking forward to, especially the one with the alcohol in it.
Okay.
I want coconut ice cream.
For
that's
the Thursday
joy.
Morning.
Uh-huh. Well, they also do catering services in large group orders. So
we are a big group here at the radio.
We'll be doing our events, our barbecues, and our celebrations.
And our photo shoots. Can they come for
and
that too?
And our photo and shoots. I can see what I can do for tomorrow, darling. But I can't, I'm bringing you guys a surprise tomorrow to our photo shoot too, just to let y'all know.
All right.
So I guess we're going to wait for Will. Did he?
Oh, yeah. No, we'll come back. In the meantime, we could play one more quick musical break. And
Absolutely.
Then,
let's get into it.
You know, I said that kind of quick.
You like, did, eh?
Yeah, I thought I was ready, but clearly not ready.
That's okay.
But I feel, you know what?
Musical no, go break. Ahead. Go through.
No, I was going to say, like, we'd have Kaya go on, but do your musical break. We're good.
Hell yeah. No, Kaya, go through. Oh, okay, well, you know what? Let's play a musical break and then bring Kaya in a la properly. Hold on, let me do this good. Let me do that.
We going. My pants poster said, yeah. We going ultra. Yeah. We going ultra black. I got a toast to that. We don't fold the. We going. Occasion we rose to that, going postal. We going ultra black, watching the global change. Hopping the coldest range, hit boy on the beat, bitch, poster slap. We going ultra black, we going. Rhythm and blues, pop, rock, soul to jazz, till my toes attack. How I look being told, I'm not supposed to brag. Nobody fault, I tell the truth, I know it's facts. We ultra black, Grace Jones, skin tone, but multi that. Multiple colors, we coming all shades, mocha black. Except where I'm at and not fight me on it. Emotional stares like I might be wanted. Pitch black like the night, I'm ultra black. Set for the sun, reruns, jokes are black. Oh yes, God bless success. We going ultra black, like the S is fast. Hawk with a mask on, the freshest breath. African black soap, caress the flesh. Super fly the Mac, sitting fly in the lac. Take the boat on the water, history talks with my daughter. My son will be my resurrection. Constantly learning lessons. I never die. You get the message. I hope you be better than I. Life's precious. Two-stepping. Sometimes I'm over black. Even my clothes are black. Cash money with the white tee and the soldier rag. We going ultra black. Unapologetically black. The opposite of Doja Cat. Michael Black's in black. We going ultra black. I got a toast to that. We don't fold it. Occasion we rose to that, going postal. We going ultra black, watching the global change. Hopping the coldest range, hit boy on the beat. This poster slap. We going ultra black. We going ultra black. Raiders Oakland hat, I smoke to that.
Pre-Rosen yet, what's the results to that? See notes and bags. She knows I'm classy like I'm Billy D. Williams. Go ultra black. Isaac Kennedy films, penitentiary too. Black like out in the loop. Black don't crack, it's like the fountain of youth. The coach is black, like Iman, she beautiful, going ultra black. To Africa, you say go back. I stay pro-black, my Amex black. Black like cornrows, afros, black like hat, black ball from the Super Bowl. College, holler notes, I can't go for that. Motown Museum, Detroit, I'm ultra black. This for New York and all the map. No matter your race, to me, we all are black. We going ultra black, I got a toast to that. We don't fold the... We don't fold... Occasion we rose to that, going postal. We going ultra black, watching the global change. Hopping the coldest range, hit boy on the beat, this poster slap. We going ultra black.
Black is beautiful. Black is beautiful.
Kaya, Kaya, Kaya.
What's popping, y'all? What's popping, y'all?
We good. It's so a good day.
That song was actually super, super dope. If you know, Nas is one of my favorites, but he just said something ultra black. I'm like, yeah, because, you know, when people ask me what I mix with, I tell them I mix with black and neon black.
I so, like that.
Yeah.
I'm going to use that.
Right?
I heard the song, it made me think of Kaya. I was like, yeah, I'm going to
run. I love it.
So, yeah. Love, what do you have for us in entertainment this Thursday?
So, we know that I like to keep up with the versuses. So, the versus,
okay.
The versus between Timbaland and Swiss Beatz.
Tell us about it. I missed it.
So, for those of you who don't know, these are two of hip-hop's greatest producers. Mm-hmm. And they've worked with everyone from the likes of Missy Elliott to Beyonce. When I tell you that they are the it characters, they are. But they did a Versus.
Mm-hmm.
And when I tell you this Versus was like no other, it was a concert.
Yeah, it really was. Yeah,
it was a concert. They had a full audience. And I'm going to tell you something. I know that Timbaland had to request that because he has wanted for so many years to be an entertainer. He's like, I got my moment.
Exactly.
He said, I'm coming. So he...
I love it.
He had to make sure. He was like, no, I am doing a concert. He put on his outfit like the shiny suit man, like
Puffy.
Oh, it was
a shiny?
Yeah. Oh, he was out there with his...
No money, no problem.
Man, he had on his little Versace looking shirt with the gold flexing it and stuff.
All right.
Swiss Beatz looked like Swiss Beatz. Old cheater.
Yeah.
But he, you know...
Old cheater.
Yeah, but don't forget that, you know, there was Timbaland Magoo. Like, he had his woman. He had a whole album.
Yeah,
but they didn't, you know. He's a better producer than he is a rapper.
Listen, that album was fire. I love Timbaland Magoo. I'm just saying.
Oh, I love... You know what? I did love them, too. But you know what? I'm kind of like the kind of girl, like guilty by association. So you're friends of Missy Elliott, so you're friends of mine kind of thing.
Right.
So I kind of supported because of that. But I can promise you, I'm not going back to look for their album now because I'm not in my house like...
jumps the boogie.
My knees don't work good enough for up jump the boogie anymore, so it's different. But
I have an issue with Tim's wardrobe, though. Actually, I don't think
too tight for you?
I don't think man should have slits in their shorts.
Here we go again.
I'm just saying. I don't know if I get canceled for saying that, but I just don't think.
Yeah, I don't like you saying that. Man shouldn't.
No, I said man's with a Z because I just. They were short. They were shorter than normal. They were really thigh high.
Yeah.
And there was a slit on the side.
Yeah, he looked like he was breezing, you know?
A little bit. And the silk or satin, it was...
I got to look at
this
outfit.
And he's sweating like he has no... Like he's a runaway slave.
Yeah, he didn't have on a vest. Like a vest underneath.
To absorb the sweat. You need a camisole in
there.
Yeah,
you need a camisole now.
Anyway.
I love this show.
You need a wife beater.
Thank you.
I love it.
Aside from that,
the show is lit.
The show is lit. I don't know who would say one, though. Who would you say won that one between...
You know what? There was way too many great songs on both sides. And I'm going to just be fair and say it was a tie, except for the fact that Timbaland pretty much performed all of the artists' songs
that he
produced. He performed them. He was Missy Elliott. He was Beyonce. He did the surfboard. He got down low and did surfboard. I was like, wow.
He really did.
You're right.
Good
observation that you said he wanted to perform, and he did.
Nah, he got buck. He did a whole
concert.
Sounds
like it.
I was impressed. I can't lie. Yeah. He didn't look... I'm going to tell you, his knees is better than mine. He got low, too. I was like,
what did he wear? Because I can't see it, guys.
No.
Oh, you got to check it out. He had on like a Hawaiian soap. Soapy Fame outfit, like one of the ones Jay-Z and them used to wear back in the day.
Okay, okay.
When Jay-Z used to rap like Jazzo.
All right, keep going.
So on another note, speaking of Jay-Z, Jay-Z goes on. Now, I wasn't going to touch on this topic, but it's in the notes, so I'm going to talk about it. But Jay-Z goes, is open about being... Jay-Z on being open about marital issues on YouTube. And go and check that out when you get a chance. But he was very candid about the cheating between him and Beyonce. Now, the interview that I watched to go along with this, one of the interviewers, I don't know if he's if he made a mistake and said something in regards to Beyonce also cheating, but I think that's what he's referring to, that on 444, they talk about Jay-Z and Beyonce actually having cheated. So I guess because Jay-Z cheated, Beyonce then cheated.
Okay.
So, but he goes on to say how because they made an album about it, he was very much respected in the community, that a lot of guys that couldn't say openly, like, well, you know, you helped me with my relationship by saying those things. You know, your wife ousted you and then you came back and said sorry on a whole album. On every single song you said sorry.
Yeah.
That was something big because men don't usually say sorry. Exactly. Sorry I hurt you. Sorry for making you feel like you had to step out.
Right.
Sorry for making you feel like you couldn't trust me or depend on me. So... he said all of those things. So in the community, he's talking about pretty much other artists coming to him and saying, thank you.
Wow.
You saved my marriage. You saved my relationship. So, you know, I think those are things that we really have to look into, because you know what? These entertainers are people just like us.
Exactly.
But he was very open about it. And I think that we should go and look at that, because I think that we could all take an example from some of these people who weather the storm, you know. And I'm happy that they came. They came, and you know what? It makes them appear a lot more palatable, more more personable.
Yeah.
You know, we want to feel like we know these artists, and so having that openness, that candidness, makes us feel like, oh yeah, you know what? This guy could be my friend. Like I'm taking advice from this guy, because you know what? He said the things that make sense to me.
Okay.
So I really love that.
I think there's a conversation to be said about conventional relationships, and you know, like if we say, like, the non-celebrity boyfriend or girlfriend can already cheat on you, imagine how hard it is for them. Like, they literally have people throwing themselves to them. And, like, even you can say no, 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 and in a moment of weakness, you'll say yes. I'm not saying that's what his situation is. Right. He could have been saying yes from the beginning.
Right. Oh, yeah, for sure. But we know he's that character.
Right. And And I've always said, like, if I deal with an entertainer or an athlete or whatever, like, you know what you're getting yourself into. Eventually, they'll do what they need to do and then get over it, but just know that if you're going to ride that ride...
Well, that's Jay-Z and Beyonce, right? So they're both celebrities. So how does that go? Does it say, like, you better know I'm a celebrity too, bro?
100%. And that's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that we got to stop expecting conventional relationships. Like, this whole idea of, like the whole idea that everything has to be monogamy. There's a thing of conscious non-monogamy and all these different things. You know, people say what you want and mean what you say.
Yes.
And then when you can get in a relationship like that and be honest with what you want in that time.
Yes.
Then you don't have to have a whole 444 and a lemonade and the thing, because you guys already have an understanding.
I agree 110%. As long as the things that you're supposed to say are said in the beginning, there should be none of those issues. So as far as I'm concerned, I just want you guys to know that I'm looking for 3 husbands.
Okay.
And y'all all going, you know, we all going to work together as a collective to make money and build. And
I love this.
There's a woman in Africa who just has 3 husbands.
And you know what? It's in South Africa, and I have my family happens to be from Natal, South Africa.
Okay. There you
so I just want y'all to know I'm down with the plan. Come through with your resumes and show me what you're working with. Because I think that's what time it is.
I just want to clap for that. Adam,
go on. Yeah, I like it. I like it. We just got wind of Timberland's outfit.
Oh,
sorry not to go back, but can you unblock that? His chest was open and everything.
He had his shirt buttoned down like he was sniffing cocaine. He had that shirt that he was sweating. He was definitely.
I didn't know there was patterns and everything.
Yeah, he was on a ride last night.
Something. Wow. Okay. All right. Go ahead, sis.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, we're just talking about the verses, but can we talk about Usher's outfit? Because he kind of looked like how Timbaland was for the verses. But
yeah. So I'm not certain what that was about either.
I don't know what this performance was, right? But I'm looking at Usher. He has some silver, like, full finger rings on, and this pale purple paisley gold print outfit. Couple purple people.
Usher,
he's a purple people
what
eater.
Is that?
So hold up.
Oh, I gotta share this on y'all, our Facebook.
Y'all go on the Facebook for the Empower Hour and check out Usher's outfit. So first things first, why does Usher look like Little Richard Leprechaun Liberace?
Little Richard Leprechaun Liberace. I like it all together. Why? I am in love with this.
What does my brother have on? And the boots, okay, first of all, so he has on Bob the Builder, white Bob the Builder, yeah. Timberland boots,
yes,
with a fairy outfit. This yeah. outfit is Tinkerbell's outfit from Never Never Land. This is one of the ones she wore, purple one that she wore in... in the movie, on Peter Pan. This is one Peter Pan getaway. What would we exactly. call this outfit? This is one Peter
but
Pan
where was
getaway.
He? Like, was he? Was I'm not he sure. in Madrid? Was it like the time where they released the
bull?
The bull,
right?
Like,
he looks like a bullfighter, but his shorts are cut too short.
Something's happening. Like, I
he has like this. One sleeve, and then the other one sleeve is a jacket or a cape, and then the other sleeve is a regular sleeve.
Right.
Yeah, for people watching, if anybody could tune in or just jump onto our Facebook, if you guys know. Where he's at and why he's wearing this
and what's happening, like I just like, we just want to know what's like who's the designer. I guess they were trying to go different, but this is a little bit different.
Okay, so I'm just gonna ask you guys for just can I say shits and giggles?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, you totally can.
So for shits and giggles, give me your tell me what this outfit looks like to you.
This looks very confusing. This looks if mistress wants to describe it, I am confused. I don't know what is going on. Look. I used to have those shoes in high school. Remember those little shoes.
Yes!
Yes!
The Spice Girl joint. Stop it.
That's how I feel.
To me, I get the vibe of a bullfighter.
Uh-huh.
But it's not bulls. Like he's gonna fight like sheep or something. You know, it's like no, something soft and fuzzy. You know what I mean? But he comes into the ring like, but it's like
and
sheep.
After the sheep goes, man, he's one of us, man, he's one of us.
That's my two cents on that one. That's, yeah.
What you think?
I don't know. Was it the Met Gala?
No, it was canceled this year.
You know,
you're still trying to figure out.
They said he was wearing his outfit anyway.
Could have been a virtual.
Maybe it's, you know what? Usher, I got you. This was the virtual Met Gala.
Yeah.
The theme was Matador.
Yeah.
It was Matador, expensive Matador.
Yes.
There you go.
Matador chic.
Matador chic with the Spice Girl shoes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm completely.
We are completely lost.
You know what? I say, Usher, this is. I could get up this morning and put out this outfit that could like confuse the people.
Accents. Yeah.
I could come out here tonight and confuse the people.
Amen.
They're not going to know what show they are.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's what he thought. He said, that's like a duck of confused.
Can I say something to Usher?
But he has us talking, though, right?
He got it. Yeah. He got it bad. Okay, no, just saying. Just saying.
In real life.
Just saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. So, that's pretty much my segment for the day.
All right.
Yeah, we don't got much time left, so we going.
Yo, and we got Big Will in the house.
We do.
I definitely want to take sometimes give Big Will a special shout out because he was running around Old Montreal just now trying to find parking for my car because I.
Yo, he's the real MVP, right?
Yeah, real MVP because I parked illegally.
Okay.
No, well, you know, I didn't have time. I get
hey,
here. I
you
get,
know what?
Right, that's it. She's having a good time, right? Not to, I'm gonna go out there and fight them, but I get here, I park anywhere I feel, and but today the vibe felt different. It felt like today it didn't feel right. It didn't feel like parking anywhere. It made sense today. So big shout out to Big Will for jumping up and moving my car, so that Mansum didn't get tickets, and So basically, while we're setting up for Big Will. Yo, am I hearing music in the background?
No, there's no music.
Oh, I'm like, yo, where's the intro? Instrumental.
No one said you had to sing the instrumental.
Oh, so now you're singing instrumental. See how they even get in on that? Kaya, Kaya.
Okay, sorry, guys. Okay. I know. It seems like as people are listening, they're like, what is happening over there? It seems like we're going through a little something.
Why don't you talk and find at the same time? So Big Will's in the building.
Okay.
There we go.
Now, I'm looking forward to this comedy show because...
Talk about your comedy show.
I love to laugh. And basically, Big Will's been hosting these comedy shows for mad long. And I have to say, anybody who goes is a guaranteed laugh.
Guarantee.
Okay. Like, no, it's a guaranteed laugh. I could put a dollar behind that.
$1?
Only one. Times are hard.
Okay.
But like per person who takes on your guarantee? Because that could be a lot of dollars.
I'm going to cap that at one person.
Alrighty then.
It's like himself. I'm going to give myself this dollar.
Right, I'm going to go ahead and throw a cap on that.
Well, let's talk about your show, please. Yes, please.
Basically, we have the show coming up. We have the show coming up on June 19th. Mm-hmm. So it is a Juneteenth celebration.
Woo!
So we have several amazing comedians coming on. How could I say it next? Actually, we have most of the buyers that we have are people buying for their families.
Nice.
So I like that. That's
and we also have local businesses that are buying and saying, hey, please give this to people.
That's love.
So it's amazing. A friend of mine, Federal Limousine, actually, I want to shout them out.
Mm-hmm.
What they do is they're actually based out of Ottawa.
Dope.
And everybody that books with them, so they use, I guess, the tip money or whatever it is to buy tickets to donate.
Oh wow!
So it's been amazing. We That's also have amazing. I have friends of mine who actually work at Bell, and they're actually I guess it's employee appreciation, so they're buying tickets. So even if let's say if you cannot attend, you could go ahead and we have a lot of seniors out there that can't really go out. So that's an amazing show for them to come and vibe and whatnot, and you get to enjoy a comedy show in the comfort of your home.
I love that.
It doesn't beat that.
And I have a question, and it's not to put you on the spiders, but it's just to know, is the comedy show open to all in the sense of the content, like or the like? Is it, you know, would you say rated PG, rated?
I wouldn't say a child. You shouldn't I don't know about having a child there, but
18 and older.
Okay. It's not going to be like too raunchy saying, okay, well, my parents are not like.
That's it, right? That's what I was asking.
We do have clean comedy shows, and once we're actually, right now we have 4 comedians.
Dope.
For a clean comedy show. That's the comedians are actually already paid.
Dope.
We're just waiting for outside to fully reopen to have actually those shows.
That's going to be nice.
We have another comedy show coming up, which is female DJs, female comedians, female everything.
Nice.
That's good.
That's
great.
Yeah, so we have that. So, like, there's a lot of things that we got going on. We just are waiting for outside to reopen in full to get it actually going full blast.
I love it. I love it.
Don't worry about the children. Don't worry about the children because y'all children's cuss.
Yeah.
So come on and bring them to the. Go on and buy a ticket for the show. Y'all
I'm
children,
gonna be like 16 and up. You know,
children
like,
cuss worse than us. Cuss. It's the truth. I be hearing them. They don't know it, but I'm gonna tell you. I be hearing y'all children cuss. So don't bring them to the show. Buy the tickets. Let's go.
Auntie Kaya hearing you.
Exactly. Yeah, right. So it's $12. Mm-hmm. You can't beat that. So for $12, you have an amazing, amazing show. We have a lot of local businesses that obviously were short time, so I don't know if I have time to shout out everybody, but we have Beardaholics, we have Black Candles, basically Black Passion, which is candles and aromatherapy. We have Le Bourgeois with all the patties. We have food for Food by Us. This is a catering company that I usually use. We have there's a lot of giveaways coming up at the show. Mm-hmm. And actually today we're giving away $100 today.
Nice. $100
gift card.
Giveaway on the Empower Hours. This is what it is.
Love it.
So how are they winning it? Yeah.
Yeah. How does this work?
Everybody that's actually purchased a ticket.
Yes.
The names are actually all in there. So if you can see.
Oh, I can pick?
Of course.
I love it. I love it.
It's not in here again.
All right. So you pick and you say who it is, Kaya.
Okay. Let me not look, because...
I mean, if you pick anyone here, we're going to have to repick.
No, you won't. No, I could win.
25-point Selena. 25 dot Selena.
25, so that means if there's a number before, that means that came from Bell. So Bell, they bought for all the employees. So that's, I guess that's the 25th purchase. And the name is Selena.
The 25th purchase.
Nice.
So congratulations, Selena.
Yes, Selena.
Yeah. Now, Selena, you're lucky we didn't say you have to call in within 5 minutes to claim your prize.
Right?
She's probably working. Right?
Exactly. It's 8:41 in the morning.
Yeah, right. You're lucky.
All right.
Yep.
So congratulations. Congratulations.
I know last week we gave a wine bottle. We gave also cupcakes. Next week I'm coming back. So next week, if I'm allowed, I know I'm inviting myself. But
of course.
I'm coming back with more gifts. And actually, I'm gonna try to get a comedian on the line at the same time.
Beautiful.
So you get to get the vibe. So crunch time. Yes, yeah, a crunch time. So we're 10 days before the show about. So you're going to have an amazing time. This is the best comedy show in now. You could have it in the backyard. You could do whatever it is in the comfort of your home.
Put it on the big screen.
That's yeah, it.
Put,
that's
actually, that's
it.
What we're, that's what we're, that's what we're doing. Mm-hmm.
That's
what we're doing, actually. We're one of my nieces actually babysitting all the other nieces, and we're having like a barbecue yes. night at the crap.
So, yeah. Cuss words and stuff.
That's what it is.
With cuss words and stuff. That's phenomenal. You know, not for nothing, the last time you came, I tried to buy my tickets, and then something was going, it was timing out, and I didn't get back around to doing it.
I think your whole family bought tickets. I think we got your Pharaoh's sister-in-law, your sister-in-law bought, your aunt bought, like, from Onyx Salon.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the whole family, you guys are, like, taking over the show, which
yo,
I love.
We support, Yeah, we're just, you guys, we make money
and, like,
for this.
I'm going to buy multiple tickets. Even though I can buy one ticket and have people come over and watch. No, no, no. Anyone who's watching, you're going to get a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if we're all using the one laptop. Like, it's, yes. Like we're supporting.
It's going to pick 100%.
Yeah. No, so I love it. I love it. I'm telling you what you've been doing. It's
the best $12 date night you'll ever have.
Yeah.
So it's bigwill.ca?
Yeah, bigwill.ca. Or you could call me directly. I'll give you my number one more time. 514-434-4426.
That is a very bold move, sir. That is your personal line. I'll tell you something now. When
that's my personal
listen,
line.
When they start calling you for dates and things, you heard this man phone number? Yeah. I'm going to tell you.
Well, I got a lot of date ideas. We'll make it work.
Okay. There you go.
Go ahead and shoot your virtual shot.
There you go.
We hear matchmaking and ting and ting.
All right.
Perfect.
So that's that. No, don't play the Coffee Chronicles drop. Don't play anything yet. We're just going to slide right into it. So then you can play it after if you want. So on the heels of date nights and stuff like that, I want to plug you guys on a movie that I watched sometime this week. It wasn't a date night for me, though. But anyways, so it's a movie called Monster, and it's not the original Monster with Charlize Theron. This is a melanated movie, mm-hmm. Monster. It's a 2018 American legal drama film directed by Anthony Mandler from a screenplay by Aradhana Blank. It stars Kelvin Harrison, who was in 12 Years a Slave. And it's funny that we played Nas because Nas is in this movie as well. Jennifer Hudson, A$AP Rocky, and John Legend executively produced this film. So Monster tells the story of Steve Harmon, a 17-year-old honor student whose world comes crashing down around him when he's charged with felony murder. Now, the film follows his dramatic journey from a smart, likable film student from Harlem attending an elite high school through a complex legal battle that could have him spending the rest of his life in prison. Now, the film is very amazing. It is intense. The cinematography is dope and awesome because you actually see it through his lens. Mm. What happens is it does have you off your seat because the trial is seen from everybody's perspective.
Mm.
So it is a Netflix film, and I want to give this movie a silento, which is, you guys are going to hear it, mm-hmm. and when Pete plays it,
mm-hmm.
give it a... Yeah.
Watch me.
Hey! Because it is absolutely, absolutely.
Watch me.
Hey,
you
like that? As I said, play that. So y'all gotta watch it. I mean, I don't know what everybody's doing this weekend, but if you find a 2-hour moment, watch this movie. It is called Monster on Netflix. Now we can drop the Coffee Chronicles.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I love it. Watch me. Watch me.
And now it's time for Coffee Conversations.
Okay, so I have feedback about the beat. I have some feedback.
Too loud?
No.
Oh.
Never too loud. I find it slow.
You want me to do it faster?
I find because you bring a very hype energy, but your beat at the beginning is.
Because you know why? Off air, that's how I am. Just
yeah. But
you know what
here.
I mean? I know. Shut up. Okay. I didn't ask you. All right. So you know what? Big Will sponsored. This Coffee Conversation is sponsored by Big Will because he brought Lyrically Correct today. This is a game I kind of played with you guys before when I made my own. It was kind of like fill in the lyrics. It's almost the same thing. So we're going to go in order. Will, you are playing too. This is your game, but you're going to play. Kaya, you're here too. So let's get into it. So this is Black owned. We must give a shout out to Lyrically Correct, a musical trivia game, 90s R&B expansion pack. Nice. We got to give them that, right? So this is a Black-owned company who made this game, and I think I'm going to get more Black-owned games on Coffee Conversations.
And you got to let us know where we can find this, too.
I think, Will, sorry, you're going to have to help me out with that one.
Basically, that one directly online, or you could call me and I could look it up.
Call Will again. He is plugging his dating virtually on my Coffee Conversations. Now's the time for that. All right, so let's go. All right, so Pharaoh, you are first. We're going to go in line. Because I know, whatever. All right, you ready?
Go ahead.
How long did Tevin Campbell want to talk?
Oh, I know.
Can for a minute? We? There you go.
That's what's up.
Gina.
Bidding a good morning to you all, I'm Jerry Goodfriend, welcoming you to Folk Directions, a program of music based in and influenced by tradition here on CKUT Radio, 90.3 FM in Montreal, streamed and archived on the World Wide Web at ckutfolk.com.